Either way. So today we're going to talk about an intersection of Tefillah and Pesach. I'm going to start with Hallel about the Korban Pesach, and then expand from there to Hallel in general. So the Mishnah discusses the fact they sang Hallel when they brought the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Samach Dalad says Pesach Nishka B'Shalosh Kitos, where there are three groups. They all of Am Yisrael couldn't fit into the Azara at once. They had shifts. Shachatu is called Kahal Das Yisrael, Kahal Va'idah B'Yisrael. And there's a whole description. The first Kahal would come in, the Azara would fill up, they would close the doors in order to have crowd control. Here and in Sukkah, talking about Simchas Yisreva, discusses the crowd control that was necessary in the Beis HaMikdash during this time period. Taku b'riyot v'taku, they would blow the shofar, and then the whole thing about the shechita of the Korban Pesach, catching the dam, and the what it looked like laser beams of the different kelim, the silver kelim and the gold kelim, going back and forth to the mizbeach, and then the second kai would come in, third kai would come in. Look at the underlined part. Karu is a hallel. While all this was happening, they would also recite hallel. Im gamru shano, they finish hallel, they would do it again. Im shano shalishu, if they finish it a second time, they would read it a third time. They were so efficient, they never actually got through Hallel the third time around. I'm not sure if that is a statement about how long Hallel was. Presumably it wasn't so long. Or it was a statement about how efficient the Kohanim were. Probably about both. But it says Kor was Hallel. They would read Hallel. So who is the they? So if you're thinking about it without looking at the Rishonim, who sings in the Beis HaMikdash? The Levium. So you would think the Levium are the ones singing. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Karos HaHalel, Akol Kitos Kai, on the groups of people. So according to Rashi, who was singing the Halel on the Beis HaMikdash? Everybody, the Yisraelim. While they were shechting the Korban Pesach and waiting for the dam to go back and forth, and waiting to get their animal ready to be able to be taken, skinned and taken out to be barbecued for the night, they were singing Halel. Tosfos points out that this seems to be against what the intuitive read, and also seems to be against the Tosefta. Look at Tosfos in source number 3. Karos HaHalel, Perish Levium. The Levium are the ones who read the Hallel. The Tanya b'Tosefta, Yisrael shokten es pischayen, u'Levium karam es Hallel. It is an explicit Tosefta that the Levium are the ones who would sing the Hallel. And Tosefta asks, but the Levium never sing Hallel when there's no wine. They only sing Hallel when there isn't a sachem, when they pour wine on the mizbeach. And so the answer is, but the Korban Pesach there's no nesachem. Because there are no nesachem, you had to sing Hallel at a different time. According to Tosfos, this clearly fits within the rubric of Levium sing Hallel, Levium sing something while Korbanos are being brought, and therefore Tosfos wants it to fit the paradigm of the wine. Tosfos is very very consistent about this. Rashi and Sukkah also talks about how the Yisraelim sing Hallel, but Tosfos points out, so it's source number 4, Mash Abirish Bekunshirish, Shakat Korah Sahallel, Lo Yisakat Korah, El Levium Korim, the Levium are the ones that sang the Hallel, not the Yisraelim. Fantastic. So this is the first question that the Brisk Rav has in his opening piece in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Why is Rashi so insistent that the Yisraelim, the ones who are singing Hallel, this seems to be against the regular pattern of what happens in the Beis HaMikdash, and it seems to be against a Mefurash Tosefta? We're going to see there is a Gemara on Rashi's side, but we'll get there, God willing, we'll get there in a couple minutes. The Brisk Rav points out that it can't be that Rashi totally disagrees with Tosfos. Rashi also has to assume that the Levium were singing Hallel as per the regular din of Levium singing Hallel when Korbanos are being brought. Why does Brisk Rav think Rashi has to agree to this as well? Because, number one, the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that the Levium were singing Hallel, uniquely the Levium. And also because Rashi in Erechin is explicit that the Levium were the ones singing Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash when the Korban Pesach was being brought. We look at source number 5. This is the Mishnah in Erechin. It says, Ein Pokstin the Esther V'Akas Tekios Mikdash. Every day there were 21 Tekios in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo Mosif and Al-Arbim of Shemona, they never exceeded 48. V'chuli v'chuli. You look at the underlying part. U'v'shneim Aser Yom B'Shana HaChalil Makeh Lefnei HaMizbeach. There were 12 days a year when the flute was playing before the Mizbeach. What were the 12 days of the year? Shkitas Pesach Rishon, Shkitas Pesach Sheni, Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Yom Tov Shal Tzeres, Shmoni Me'achad. Basically, on Yom Tovim, and the day when the Korban Pesach was brought, that's when there was flutes playing in the Beis HaMikdash.
I This is the first metaphor for a musical hollow.
A musical hollow, yes. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people bring it and they say, well, that's only the base of Mikdash.
Right.
Or Amphim musical hollow.
Thank you. Yes. This is exactly this. Yes, thank you. We discussed this once. So this is talking about, it says the word Chalil. But if you look at, then the Mishnah goes on to describe how in the finale, the climax, they would only have one chalil continue, but that sounded better than having that ending off with multiple instruments at the same time. I don't understand anything about music, but you see there's clearly an aesthetic value. They were trying to make it sound good and sound pleasant and sound nice. Rashi points out that if it's clear if you read the Gemara, that it wasn't just musical instruments that were being played during these karbanos. If you look at the underlying part in source number 6, v'shas hakrava hayashir zeh, this song was being sung during the hakrava of these karbanos, v'hayu levim mishorim bepeh es ha'halel, v'osan yudbeid yamim, v'chalilim machalilim. So what would happen on these 12 days in the Beis HaMikdash, basically on Yom Tovim, when the karbanos were being brought, and on the day when the Karban Pesach was shechted, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the Levim would play musical instruments, and what else would they do simultaneously? They would sing Hallel. And what day is mentioned on this list? Yom Shechitas Karban Pesach, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the Brisker Rav says, our Rashi, in Pesachim, Rashi says the Yisraelim would sing the Hallel, is not just problematic from the perspective of the Tosefta, that the Tosos quotes, and also from the perspective of what normally happens in the Beis HaMikdash, it is a contradiction in Rashi himself. Because what is this Mishnah is clearly about the songs that the Levim would sing and the music they would play in the Beis HaMikdash while Karbanos were being offered. And according to Rashi, what song were they singing when the Karban Pesach was being offered? Hallel. And who would sing it? The Levim. And it's the same Hallel the Levim would sing when they brought the Karbanos on Pesach or on Sukkot or any other time. So you see clearly that even according to Rashi, there was a Shira in the Beis HaMikdash of Hallel by the Levim when the Karban Pesach was being brought. So the Brisker Rav says, it's, number one, Rashi is against the Tosafta. Number two, Rashi is a contradiction to Rashi himself. So why in our opening Mishnah does Rashi make a point of saying the Yisraelim, they're ones singing the Hallel?
Why does it have to be mutually exclusive?
Ah, good. Why does it have to be mutually exclusive? What's Ellie saying? Why does it have to be mutually exclusive? Just to say that.
Meaning it could be that, you know, as part of bringing Carbono, the Levim did sing Hallel, but also in terms of this was special for Karban Pesach, because there was a whole ceremony of them sitting and eating. So while they would do this, they would also, the Yisrael would also.
Everything's just like the standard.
100%. And then that's exactly the direction that the Brisker Rav goes in. Brisker Rav is going to say that according to Tosfos, the Hallel of Shechitas Karban Pesach was a standard Hallel of Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. You're supposed to sing Shira when you bring Karbanos. Is it Hallel or other Mizmorim? That's a discussion. But the Karban Pesach also, the Levim sang Shira. But perhaps Rashi thought that there were really two things happening simultaneously when the Karban Pesach was being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Levim sang Shira on Karbanos, and the Yisraelim also sang Shira. Then you have to ask, why? What's unique about Karban Pesach? Why for every Karban Sibor, for every all the Karbanos that are brought in Yom Tovim, only the Levim sing Shira? Why Davka b'Karban Pesach? Is there an additional Shira of the Yisraelim that they would join in song? Say Yisrael. Okay, it's okay because it's that's the song is Say Yisrael. That's right, maybe. So
it's also the only Karban, right, that's specifically, you know, that's special for, meaning all the other Karban are Karban Chagiga. I mean, you don't have a
carbon
Shavuos, you have a
carbon
Pesach.
Right, you're saying maybe it's just because that's the nature of the carbon Pesach that everybody's involved. It's a carbon seaboard that everybody brings, as we discuss. It's unique. It has many halachos of a carbon seaboard. It's Dofa Tumah, Dofa Shabbos. On the other hand, it's brought by the average person. So maybe over here, the singing spreads out to everybody. Good. Luckily for us, I'm not a bucky in the middle prakim of psakim. There was a prakim that discussed the Karban Pesach, that's like specialized percussion people, like Josh over here. But thankfully, the Brisker Rav was a bucky in all shas, and he points out that Rashi's theory is really explicit in a Gemara, not a Gemara that is directly on the Mishnah about singing about the Shira of a Karban Pesach, but a later Gemara in Masakas Psakim. If you look at source number 7, which I'm sorry, the title is on bottom of page 1, but the actual Mishnah is on top of page 2. The layout people or editors are always very upset about that, so I apologize. So the Mishnah writes, Ma bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What is the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Harishon Aser Bal Yerabai Matzei, V'Sheni Chametz U'Matzei Imel B'Bayis. You're allowed to have Chametz when you are eating in Pesach Sheni. Harishon Taon Halo B'Achilaso. You're supposed to sing Halo when you eat Pesach Rishon. We'll get back to that in a second. V'Sheni Inu Taon Halo B'Achilaso. There is no Halo when you eat the Pesach Sheni. Zeh V'Zeh Taon Halo B'Asiyasan. But when you're doing the service of the Karban Pesach, there is Halel, both by Pesach Rishon and by Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara tries to figure out why. What is the nature of this Halel? So the Gemara is a little bit of a tangent, but let's just look at the second answer of the Gemara for a second. Source number 8, the second to last line, the end of the line. The Bayisema, Epshar Yisrael Shokhtin es Pesachayin, V'notzlen es Luvayin, V'ino men Halel. What do you make of that? It's like a rhetorical question.
Like incredulous.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, how could it be that Am Yisrael is shechting the Karban Pesach, and Am Yisrael is taking the lulav and esrog, and you're not going to sing Halal? Of course they're singing Halal. If you look at Rashi, it's almost like, it's the word doesn't bring a source for us. This is like almost like a svara. Of course people are singing Halal in the Nisa Mikdash. If you look at Rashi, Rashi defines it halakhically a little bit more. We'll have to expand this in a couple minutes. Rashi says, Efshar, source number 9, Tekim didvar mitzvahu ta'un halal. What do you make of that, Rashi?
I'm excited.
It sounds like, but then you have to understand the parameters of this. Because anytime you do a mitzvah, maybe, every time you daven, you should say halal.
It's like a
catch-all. But maybe if you're saying halal for your, you give tzedakah, you should say halal. But then you're saying halal for giving tzedakah, which is a mitzvah, so you continue to say halal again, and it's never ending flow.
The connection is, these are the only two mitzvot that Yisrael have in the
Azara. Fantastic.
The only two mitzvot.
Chaim, you're amazing, yes. We're going to see the Azara has that theory, and also perhaps the Meiri, and that's why it's not with these two mitzvot. But the language of Rashi, it seems to be much more expansive than that. But from the Gemara itself, these are two mitzvot that the Yisraelim do en masse in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything else, the Yisraelim are spectators in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim and Levim are the ones doing the action. Over here, the Yisraelim are active. They're doing mitzvos in the Beis HaMikdash as a group, and the Gemara assumes that justifies or requires a halal. So just the Brisker put all these pieces together. If you look in source number 10, the Kedushia Grid, Hilchos Karban Pesach, this is just his summary lines after going through these makaros and more. It says, Vanyura Mukhra, I'm sorry, I typed this up myself. Brisker Rav is not in any online database, as you might imagine. I had to type it up myself. Vanyura Mukhra, Umavur Bezev, Beshitas Rashi. The Sphere, the MS Tre Dine Ika Beshitas Pesach. There are two separate halakos of Halo when the Karban Pesach is being shechted. Chada Din Dalsif Kashanekem, Amru Gabi Kazosros. Din Shir Shal Karban. Hanemar Ayudei Leviim, Kamo Kar Karbanos. Hanaklal and Bahaikra. Din Aleph, it's like every carbon sivor that's brought, there is Halel sung by whom? By the Levium. The Ode, Ika Pepaslak Din Mesuyam, there is a specific halakha by Shkita's Karban Pesach, Shal Amiras Halel, Shatoan Halo Basiyaso. It requires Halel when you're doing it. Kimavur Basakam Dapsadihe, Afshar Yisrael, this rhetorical question, Sphere the Rashi, the Shnei Dinim Nifradim Heim Legamre. The two separate halakos that are happening here simultaneously. So you go into the Beis HaMikdash, God willing, Gedalad Nisan this year, the Levim and the Yisraelim will be singing Halal, but for two separate reasons. The Levim will be singing Halal because of the din of Shira on a Karban, therefore it was accompanied by music. The Yisraelim would sing Halal because they're shechting the Karban Pesach, and how could it be that you're shechting the Karban Pesach without singing Halal? Good. Two things happening, everybody's singing together, but halakhically speaking, the two things are happening simultaneously. What I want to use this as an opportunity to explore is this svara of the Gemara. It's so attractive, cryptic. What does it mean? How could it be that you're shechting the Karban Pesach, you're taking your lulav in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're not singing halal? Let's just take a step back to appreciate what the Gemara is doing. When do we normally say halal? Yes, let's see it inside. Look at source number 18. Sorry, that's a little bit out of order. There are Yom Hatzvah. The Gemara says Yom Hatzvah. Yes, it's mentioned in the Gemara. Also, I found that in the Brisker Rav also, but I excised that part out.
Of course.
So the Gemara says, "V'halo zumi amro." Who said this halal? Neviim shebinehem tiknu lehem Yisrael. The Neviim were metakin for Am Yisrael. We'll get to that line in a second. Shiu umrin oso akol perek uperek akol tsara betsara shlotav aleyan ulukashen nigavin umrin osan al gulasan. So you say halal akol perek uperek akol tsara betsara when there's a gula. So I didn't put this on, but the Rashbam says, what is perek uperek? It means every chag, every period of time. What is tsara betsara shlotav aleyan ulukashen nigavin? What is that referring to? Hanukkah, yeah, where the Rashbam says it's referring to Hanukkah, and that's a nix. There are basically there are two times when we say a halal over the course of the year. We say a halal on a chag. The Gemara in Erekin discusses, you need Kedusha Sayom, Torah Mikra Kodesh, Isra Malacha, things like that. So when there is a chag, you say halal. And we also say halal when there's a nes, when there's a Yeshua, a geula of Am Yisrael. And Rashi says, what's an example of that historically? Hanukkah. The Hanukkah doesn't have Kedusha Sayom. It's not a chag in a traditional sense, but we are commemorating a miracle that happened. And therefore, we recite Hallel year in and year out. And this Gemara is one of the Gemaras where people expand it to Yom Atzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim, where there also was a type of miracle. And the Rishonim discuss what type of Yeshua does it have to be? Yeshua to all of Am Yisrael, to all of Am Yisrael, to a location over here, and b'chule. But this is one of the key Gemaras. So if the Hallel is normally said, A, on a Chag, or B, when there's a Nes and a Yeshua, so Jewish people shekling the Karban Pesach and taking their lulav doesn't seem to fit into either of those paradigms. So what type of halal are we talking about? Why would we recite halal when we are bringing the Karban Pesach and taking a lulav in the Beis Hamikdash if it doesn't fit into the regular takana? Lulav is a chag. Good. Lulav is a chag. What about Erev Pesach? Is Erev Pesach a chag? Yes. So one approach to this question is to say, yes, we have to fit this halal into the paradigms that we have of general halal. It's either a chag, Erev Pesach is either a chag, or it's commemorating a nes. Who says Erev Pesach is a chag? And that's why we say halal. The Ibn Ezra. In Pshuto Shemekra, I guess this is the Yeshivat Haratzio and Gush crowd. So in Pshuto Shemekra, what chag occurs on Yudal and Nisan? Chag HaPesach. Chag HaMatzah starts Tezvav. The Torah refers to Chag HaPesach as the day of the 14th of Nisan when you're bringing the Karban Pesach. It refers to it as a Chag. In halakhic terminology, halakhic source number 12, Rabbeinu Hananel is often the sheet that's quoted to bring this out. Rabbeinu Hananel writes, Rav Ashi Amar, Li'olam Demes Achar Katzos. We're talking about, is Aninus Chal on somebody who passes, for the family members, somebody who passes away on Erev Pesach. The lo chal of the aninos. If somebody has a relative chas shalom and passed away in Erev Pesach after chatzos, there is no aninos. Why? Damishas a Pesach yom tov chashov. Because it's already like yom tov. How do you know it's already like yom tov? Sheomer bo halel. Therefore, the fika lo chal of the aninos. Meaning it's a circular argument.
Yeah.
Say that. Why?
Saying it's a chag because we say halal, but we only say halal because it's a chag. So you're not really
right. Right. So what did Ibn Hanel assuming? Halal reflects the fact it's a chag. You look through the Mishnayos and Gemaras, you don't see a chag on the 14th of Nisan. Clearly, there must be some type of chag. The chag is the fact you're bringing the Karban Pesach. The Mishnayos describe how there was a minhag to have an Isra Malacha and our Pesach.
There's also lav.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I was right. There's also lavin. There's something unique that is happening Erev Pesach after Chatzos, even Ara Yom Hazeh. There's a minug that people cut their fingernails and shave in the morning. I'm sure somebody connects that minug to this. I'm not 100% sure. But for argument's sake, we could extend it. But here, Rabbeinu Hanel is making a real halacha, saying you see from Hallel, he's working backwards. You see from the fact that it's Hallel that it must be a chag. If it's a chag, then there's no animus. But what is Rabbeinu Hananel doing? He's taking this halal of Erev Pesach, halal of Shkitas Karban Pesach, and saying it doesn't fit into any paradigm, so we have to fit it into a paradigm. It must be that the 14th of Nisan is really a semi-chag. You find people doing the opposite. The 14th of Nisan is not a chag. So why is there halal? What is the other type of halal that we have? Halal on a nes. What nes, on a gula? What nes, what Yeshua of Am Yisrael happened, not on the 15th of Nisan, but on the 14th of Nisan? This is a little bit tricky. A little bit of a stretch, perhaps. A little bit of Makas Makoros. Look at source number 11. Shetshol Mishiv. He's also trying to figure out why in the world is there Hallel on the 14th of Nisan. He says, if a gufa davar, verse number 11, if a gufa davar shamru, after Yisrael shaktus b'schei natos l'vein v'lo merhado, near lefiyan ha'islaiti, you know, when he says lefiyan ha'islaiti, I mean, you realize he lived in the 19th century. He was the first person to say this, as far as I'm aware. Now, kavan ha'shal ha'tzimiyahi, lefi shekish Yisrael shaktu az as a pasach b'mitzrayim, hayu ha'mitzrayim, kohen sheshaktu as a lidayim, k'mar shekasef ha'tur simen taflamed, l'shelkach nikra shabbos ha'gadol. What Yeshua, what Nes happened when Am Yisrael was shucked into Karban Pesach? The fact that Mitzrayim let them do it and didn't kill them. Forget this. V'gam mitzvah salulav, hu lohoros shedidan natzach. In the word of Nezresh, Parshas Emar, what is he referring to? That the lulav is a similar... Yeah, lulav is like a sword. It's a parade. The Midrash says that it's a bayan. A bayan is a Greek word for a type of sword that they would carry around. Sorry, a type of willow branch. It's a day branch. It's my branch. They would carry around as a symbolic sword of a victory. And it's a representative of the fact that the Dan Natzach. The Dan Natzach of what? If you look at the original Midrash, the din. There's a din between Umos Ola. The Midrash actually says, you would think Yom Kippur is a din between us and ourselves, us and our Yitzhara, us and our sins. The Midrash says it's a din between us and Umos Ola. Who's going to have a better din on Yom Kippur? And the fact that we have the lulav on the first day of Sukkot is a similar davar that didan natzach. So what is the Shoshal Meshiv saying? We only say Hallel on two types of days, a chag or when there's a Yeshua for Am Yisrael. 14th of Nisan clearly is not a chag. So what type of Hallel does it have to be? Yeshua for Am Yisrael. What did Yeshua for Am Yisrael happen on the 14th of Nisan? The fact they were able to bring the Karban Pesach and the Mitzrayim didn't kill them. What Yeshua for Am Yisrael happens on the 15th of Tishrei? The fact that it's a simin ledavar that we were zocha b'din. You see, it's a little bit of a stretch, but what is he trying to accomplish? Figure out what is the nature of this Hallel on the 14th of Nisan, and,
A little more simply that God didn't kill the firstborn of the Jews.
So then, that occurred the next night.
This is
a 14th in the afternoon.
Fast because we were saved.
One's a national redemption, one's a personal redemption.
Which one, I'm sorry?
Pesach's a national redemption, and 15th of Tishrei is a
personal redemption. Yeah. I guess the lashon of the Midrash is didan natzach, our side one. So it does sound like it's a little bit national also. But it's a fascinating chat as to why there's Hallel both on the 14th of Nisan and also connected with the taking of the lulav and esrog. Fantastic. But are either of these pshatim, Rabbeinu Chanan or the Shoshal Meshav, are they simple pshat in the Gemara? If you go back to the language of the Gemara, Efshar Yisrael shokten es peskayin notun levayin v'lo merchira. What does that sound like?
It's actually the opposite.
It's the opposite. Why, Avi?
That's very general, and we're
exactly
and we're restricting it.
Exactly. It sounds like it's an intuitive type of svara that when these things are happening, of course you have to sing halal. It doesn't fit into the regular paradigms of halal. It's not a chag. There's no nace. Yeah, but it's so obvious to the Jewish mind, to the Gemara's mind.
But I could argue that you're reading into that also. You're saying, well, it seems to be a broader concept, but the Gemara could be simply saying, how can it be that we're taking Karban Pesach because it's a chag, or
right,
it's an Asher Yeshua, and we're not saying halal, or the same thing with the lula?
100%. I'm dramatizing the point. I don't think the reason why there, I guess, for two reasons. Number one is because I felt like that's the intuitive view of the Gemara is just that these things themselves generate halal, and also Rashi in source number 9. Rashi says Efshar the kevin the devar mitzvah hutan halal. So Rashi is clearly taking you in a different direction over here, not in the direction of a chag or a nace, but the mitzvah aspect.
Yeah, but then we said before that opens. I mean, then
yes.
Why limit the
Karban Pesach? Exactly. So that's what we're going to have to do now. We're going to have to try to see what is the extent, what are the parameters of the Svara. Once you understand what the parameters are, we'll be able to get to the yisod of it, what generates the obligation of halal. I think we're going to end up, it's not my chiddush, but it's a chiddush of a bunch of achronim, in a place that's very intuitive, but also it's very, I like seeing intuitive things in the sources, because I don't trust myself. So if I have an intuitive Svara, but it's in the sources, I feel more justified in believing it. So we'll get to a place which I think is very, very intuitive, but also source-based. If you look at source number 13, again, the bottom it's on the bottom of page 2, and then onto page 3. This is from the Aderet. What was the Aderet's real name? I'm forgetting. Something to Omim. He was the father-in-law of Rav Kook from Rav Kook's first wife, but even after Rav Kook's first wife passed away, he still retained a very close relationship with the Aderet. The Aderet was a Rav in Volozhin, Panovich, and then in Eretz Israel. He was brought in to be the Skan Rav of Yerushalayim, of the old Yeshiva of Yerushalayim, because our Shmuel Salant, who I think was the Rav of Yerushalayim, was getting older, and they need somebody to take over. They wanted to have a smooth transition of Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. What ended up happening is so Shmuel Salant lived a very, very long life, and I think the Adaret predeceased Shmuel Salant. So he never got his job being the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim, but his son-in-law got the job being the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim, but of a different community. So Rav Kopya, he wasn't the head of the, he was going to be the head of the, what became the Adaritus from the, well, back then it was the only Rav, Ashkenazi Rav in Yerushalayim. But he writes as follows, it's on top of page 3. Mio Habu Fakasha, to my time, Elohim and Gemara, Tom Zedakilos Pasach. Clearly, this is not true about all mitzvos, because you're going to eat the Pesach that night, and there's no halal about on eating Pesach. Hold that thought. We're going to see the Ramban thinks there is, based on this Gemara, but he assumes it's only these two mitzvos. V'ulai yish lamar, exactly what Chaim said. The mitzvahs ha-halal mitzchila lo tiknehu rak sheyomer osav b'rabim. Halal is connected with rabbin, with people coming together. Al-kain rak b'shchitas p'sachim. What is unique about these two mitzvahs? Exactly what Chaim said. They are done bipumbi. They are done with lots of Jews together in the base of Mikdash. That generates what, according to the Adaret? What emotion does he focus on? Simcha. And simcha generates halal.
What about hakal?
Oh, great question. This is actually part of a kuntris he wrote about renewing Zecher Bahakel. He asked that question. This is all part of a larger theory. So why there's no halo when you say Hakel? But I'm forgetting exactly what he says.
Seems very...
So, yes, 100%.
It's not very stretched.
So it's 100%. I'm forgetting exactly what he says. But the whole point of this piece is getting to why there's no halo when they say Hakel. Meaning it's everybody doing it together. Maybe that's the point. Everybody takes their own karma pasach. Everybody takes their own lulav. Hakel is one person reading to everybody. So Amishael is passive. Maybe that's the point. I don't remember what he says, but that would make sense.
But it's also one thing is that together, being read at Hakel. It's not necessarily the most joyous...
parts of it. It depends what parts you pay attention to. So if you pay attention to the joyous parts, it can be joyous. I always felt like, you know, it's a lot of people make aliyah during the summertime. You made aliyah during the summertime. The summertime parshios are like perfect for aliyah, unless you get to the tochacha.
Yeah.
Because like it's a lot of it is such inspirational psukim about Eretz Yisrael. Then you get an aliyah, they sing with Shabbat Banim, it's very nice. And then you have to like sign up your kids for school and like do things of that sort. But that first Shabbos when you come, I feel like especially for Sefer Devarim parshios could be very, very, very meaningful. This idea, I think, that the Adaret says and Chaim said, I think it's Meduyak in the Meiri. You look in source number 14. The Meiri writes, Mikom Akom Shneim Tunin Halo, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni require Halo, Babudaso, Bishkaso, Shalo Ratzel the Ma'it Besimchas Azara. Vuhusha Amru, Afshay Shal Shokhan Shosan as Pesayan, Lomer Halo. So what does the Meiri refer to this Halo as? Simchas Azara. What do you make of that phrase? There's some type of simcha that occurs when Jews come together in the Azara. Exactly what Chaim said. And therefore, that generates a chiyuv halal.
So is this a third category now? Or is it,
yeah, good.
Or do you say that the other times we say halal is also a simcha?
Good. So what Ali's saying is that we already know there are two times we say halal, on a chag or when there's Yeshua. And now we seem to have a third category, a mitzvah that is oriented towards simcha. So is this a third category or not? So let's look. I would skip the Ramban about Achilas Pesach for a second, and let's look at source number 15. It's the next source. Perfect.
When we do talk about Lula, we're talking about it's not a big special. They only brought Lula in the Mikdash for 7 days, right?
So, good. So,
clearly, it must be Mikdash.
Yeah, so Achronim point out that based on this Gemara, but it sounds like that even if you said Halo at home, and you took Lula and Esrog at home, when you go to the base of Mikdash, and you take Halo, and you take Lula and Esrog again in the base of Mikdash,
right,
you might have to say Halo again. And that's why there's a brisker kumbra that, you know, that in the old city of Yerushalayim, the Rambam sounds like in the old city of Yerushalayim, Yerchayev, Midaraisa, all 7 days. It has a din of Mikdash. So that's why at the Kotel, people, you know, they give out Lulav and Asrogim to people. You could take it again on Chol Moed if you go there in the afternoon, and you could be Mekayim and Mitzvah Deraisa according to the Rambam. But that might, a real kumbra would be when you're doing that to say halal together with the Lulav and Asrog, because here you have halakha that when you are taking Lulav and Asrog in the base of Mikdash, with a lot of Jews there, maybe that generates its own independent Chiyav Halal. So look, source number 15, hollow. We say hollow a bunch of times over the course of the year. What is the source of hollow? So I didn't put this on the sheet, but the Rambam in his Shorish Aleph in the Sefer Mitzvot, and he's trying to figure out what is derais and what's derabanan. He has halal as the primary example of something that is derabanan. It's rabbinic. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says to say halal, but a lot of people made a mistake about it and included it in their list of mitzvot. The Rambam is clear: halal is only rabbinic. The Ramban has gemara after gemara after gemara that indicate halal is derais. Fantastic. But the Rambam is right. If you look in the gemaras, halal is derais. If you look at the psukim, there's no pasuk that says to say halal. Halal was written many, many years later. So how could it be? So what's we could prove in the Gemara that it's deraisa, but there's no pasuk in the Torah. So what is the biblical source for the obligation to say halal, such that the Gemara assumes it's deraisa in multiple places? So Ramban has two options. He's searching. He knows it's deraisa from the Gemaras, but he doesn't have a clear pasuk. Look at source number 15, and this is going to get back to Ellie's point. Vanirami divrayam shehu min haTorah. It's very clear from the words of the Gaonim that halal is mida oraisa. Moshe Birashti. What is Ramban's first theory? What is the source of saying halal? There's no source in the Torah, but we know it's the Reisa. It has to be a tradition. Oh, perhaps. Shu bechmal hasimcha shnistavinu ba. Kamosha kasov uviyom simchaskem v'modekem v'arshichachekem uskatem mechatzotros al alosekem melzib keshonekem ki ikar hashira bepeh ukli livsumi kalahu v'nistavinu besimchas hashir ala karban. What is the biblical source obligating us to say halal on a Yom Tov? What mitzvah do we have on a Yom Tov? Simchas Yom Tov. What do we, generally speaking, associate Simchas Yom Tov with?
Yayin, basar,
eating well. But the Gemara has a line, which says the Rambam's komin yismachos, to include various forms of simcha. Well, how does the Gemara refer to singing on Karbanos, on a Chag, as an expression of what? Simcha. The Ramban to put two and two together. On a Chag, you sing on your Karbanos, and that is an expression of Simcha. There was another pasuk in the Torah, V'samachta b'chagaka, that you're supposed to be happy. And that pasuk includes kol mini smachos, eating well, drinking well, eating Karbanos, doing all these things, perhaps on the right level. Put two and two together. When people are happy, what do? They sing. Therefore, singing Hallel on a Chag is a mitzvah d'oraisa, as a kiyum of what mitzvah? It is a fantastic and wild shot of the Ramban, but it's explicit. This is the mitzvah d'oraisa that is fulfilled when one recites Hallel on a Chag according to the Ramban, v'samachta b'chagaka. Just on a side, the Shagas Aryeh has a fantastic question on this. He says, the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagaka is the command for you to do things, to get happy. You want to be happy, so you eat meat, you drink wine. When do people sing?
When they're already happy.
So he's like, I don't understand the Ramban. Yeah, people, there is a connection between singing and joy, but it's the opposite connection of what the mitzvahs usually are.
No.
So
not been here singing.
So yeah. So that's why I wanted to mention that in this context. You could say that according to Ramban, it's a little like cyclical. It's, or maybe even expressions of simcha are part of the mitzvah of simcha v'chagaka. But
the singing
brings you the simcha. I didn't look up Achronim's answer to Shakar Sarge's question. My guess is that there's a cyclical process according to the Ramban. You're tzachag, you're a little bit in a better mood, you sing a little bit, and I think on a personal level, we all know, when we sing together in unison as a tzibor, it brings a certain feeling, it expresses simcha, and it brings more simcha.
It's against the specific verses we use in Halal, are you right? That was chosen. Much later.
Right, exactly. The Ramban is clear. Thank you very much. The Ramban is clear about that. The Ramban says the concept of singing together, Shiros, Pesishbakos, Vashem, Anachang, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, a fulfillment of Samachta b'chagecha. The specific prakim that we sing, that is the takana of later Nevi'im, that you should sing these prakim.
Does anyone then try to fit in that, so you'd argue the same thing, when you have Geula, it's also...
Exactly. So perhaps, the Ramban doesn't address the Geula-oriented Simcha, but you could say that's a separate Takana, or you could say it's also that when people are B'Simcha, they're supposed to sing. And singing, therefore, is an expression of Simcha. Whenever people are supposed to be B'Simcha, the singing is going to be a part of a Kiyum D'Reisa of some Pasuk. There's no Pasuk that says you have to be happy when a Geula happens, but it could be it's somewhat intuitive, I'm not sure. you look. So let's just tie the pieces together now. If you look at Rashi in source number 19, Rashi in source number 19 is the Rashi on that Gemara that says, how could it be the Jewish people are bringing the Korban Pesach and not singing Shira? Rashi quotes the Gemara about when you sing Hallel, but he adds on a phrase. Maybe this was his girsa on the Gemara. So as you look at the last line of Rashi, Ulukaman, Amrinan, Daf Kof Yud Zayin, Deviim Shebineim Tiknulehem, Shi Umrim Akol Perek Operek, V'chol Devar Chidush. What does our Gemara say? Look at source number 18. Akol Perek Operek, Akol Tzara V'tzara. Rashi throws in, you're supposed to say Hallel on every Devar Chidush. What does it mean you're saying Hallel on a Devar Chidush? What is Rashi seemingly addressing? What types of mitzvos? Rashi, the next line in the Gemara is that you sing Hallel when you shek the Korban Pesach, and when you take lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. But what types of mitzvos generate Hallel? What did we see from the Azaret and from the Meiri and from Chayin Shat? It's a mitzvah of Simcha that generates Simcha Dik mitzvos that generate Hallel. Why does Simcha Dik mitzvos generate Hallel? Because Hallel is an expression of Simcha, the Samach to the Chagacha. That is a source of saying Hallel on a Chag. What is Rashi perhaps hinting at? What types of mitzvos generate Simcha? Devar Chidush, when there's something new. If you do the same mitzvah every single day, obviously there is a concept of Simcha Shemitzvah, and Halavai we should all reach a level that our Simcha Shemitzvah for doing any mitzvah is very, very high. But naturally, generally speaking, people feel more b'simcha when something is new, when there's something new coming into their lives. We see this in black and white in the Halachos of Shachayanu. Look at just very quickly, look at source number 20. Haroa Pri Kadosh, Miskadish Mishana Lashana, Mevarich, if you see a new fruit, you should say Shachayanu. Even if you see it on the tree, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you're supposed to say Shachianu. And he says the minog is we only say it when we eat it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. He's quoting from earlier Arkanim. Why do you say Shachianu when you see a new fruit on the tree or in somebody else's hand? Biyan Kavir, verse 21. The ikara nitkan al simcha sadev shemesameach al tzmichas pri kadosh. When there's new things in the world, or new things in our lives, that is when we feel simcha. Therefore, what is Rashi adding in by saying Akal Devar Chidush? What is unique about the mitzvah of Shkidus Karban Pesach and the mitzvah of Lulav? It's done by Pumbi, done for Hestia, done in the Beis HaMikdash with a lot of people together. And it's also something that's new. It only happens once a year or seven times a year. It's unique to Akal. It's something new. The Simcha is generated. And what obligates, what creates the Chiyuv Hallel? The Simcha that we feel when we are involved in a mitzvah that is new, but for Hestia with lots of other Jews, that feeling generates Hallel. How do we know that feeling generates Hallel? Because what is the whole obligation of Hallel? V'samach v'samach v'chakecha, according to the Rambam.
Growing up, we used to bake matzahs erev Pesach with the Boston Rebbe, and he would say Hallel.
He would say Hallel. Fantastic. I'll take the comment in a second. Just one additional point. There was a whole shaila of why we say Hallel b'leil haseder. Why do we say Hallel b'leil haseder? Some people say it's Hallel on Nes. Some people say it's Hallel on Achag. The Ramban, he says, why do we say Hallel b'leil haseder? Because we're doing a mitzvah. What mitzvah are we doing? Mitzvahs achilas karban pesach. The same way shechitas karban pesach generates hallel, similarly achilas karban pesach generates hallel. Where does that come from? Why is achilas karban pesach generating hallel? This is the end of the Ramban in source 16. Perhaps, he doesn't explain why. Perhaps, because again, it's a similar thing. It's a new type of mitzvah that is happening. B'fumbi, all of Am Yisrael was together in Yerushalayim, that generates a chiyuv hallel for the shechita and also for the achida, and there's all sorts of ramifications for the nature and the halachos of saying hallel b'leil seder. Yeah, Rav Eli.
Yeah, the Talmud Rebbe still does the bracha on hallel Pesach.
He says it with a bracha.
With a bracha.
Fantastic! Wow.
And the olam sedukim while they're baking the matzahs there Pesach after chatzos.
That's legit.
That's
real simcha, yeah.
It's very special to me. I try to go even in the name of Christ, I'll try to go. But the other nikkud was that when you have Shema Brach, there's a constant set of
Panim Chadashos, thank you. Yes.
You need to have someone new, something Chadash. So they said the Yom Tov is the
Panim Chadashos. Right, it generates simcha. Fantastic. Panim Chadashos is the din of simcha. And Yom Tov is the Panim Chadashos. Shabbos Yom Tov is Vishal Yom HaShabbos. The Tosfos quotes there that it's a Shabbos Shabbos Bo Panim Chadashos. This is a different type of feeling when it's Shabbos Yom Tov. Thank you very, very much. Just so you can see, this is not my... I didn't put all these makaros together. Many of these makaros I saw in a sefer about the Gevurah Yitzchak, of Yitzchak Saratskin, who is a Rashiva of Yeshiva in Lakewood. You hear some of the key lines. He writes, source 22, that din halo shal siyas a mitzvah, Havi mechlal hasimchal shnisavino basiyasa. Why do we say halal when we do a mitzvah like shechting the Karm Pesach or taking the lulav? Because these are mitzvahs that are mesameach. V'ino mem shira mechlal hasimcha ela kishyesh hischachos simcha. Not in the mitzvah we do every day, and the mitzvah we do from time to time. You don't really need an Isra Malacha for this type of halal. You just need a simcha dik mitzvah. And what is a simcha dik mitzvah? All of Am Yisrael coming together in the base of the Mikdash, simcha sa'azara, to be able to do a joyful mitzvah together. And halavai, we should be able to be zokah to come together as Am Yisrael, not just for tzaros, but also the likashe negalah, and to say halal on the nes. And also be able to say hallel for the Simcha Shemitza that we all do together. Thank you so much.
Is this where the...
Oh, sorry. And also-